This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Negotiators in Qatar say Gaza's ceasefire will begin on Friday morning with aid to follow as soon as possible. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israel's national security advisor announced that the ceasefire would not take effect until Friday. The deal includes the release of dozens of Israeli hostages and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. A spokesperson for the Qatari government, which played a key mediation role, said negotiators were working to create the appropriate conditions for the ceasefire and swap.
The party of an anti-Islam, anti-migration politician is heading for a massive parliamentary election victory in the Netherlands. The result put far-right lawmaker Geert Wilders in line to lead talks to form a new governing coalition and possibly become prime minister. It's one of the biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II, and one that is bound to send shockwaves through Europe. With nearly all votes counted Thursday morning, Wilders' Party for Freedom is forecast to win 37 seats in the 150-seat lower house of parliament. That's more than double what the party won in the last election. The World Health Organization says it has made an official request to China for more information about a potentially worrying spike in respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. The UN Health Agency cited unspecified media reports and a global infectious disease monitoring service as reporting clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children in northern China. For pictures, stories, videos, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.